I know you hate when I take so much time to adjust the microphone and you feel like the time is, we had it all ready to go and now I'm in the mood and now I'm not.
What? No, I'm reading.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
What are you reading?
Do you think I'm a major biatch?
Only with the times that I jack with everything when you're ready to record.
The proper answer would be no.
No.
But no, honesty is good.
Okay. What are you looking at?
I've got a lot of stuff going on.
Like what?
Like, my friend is sick. She's not sure if it's the flu, if it's a bladder infection, if it's a kidney infection.
You know, there's a big difference between the flu
and a
bladder infection.
But you know what she's doing?
What?
WebMD in it.
What?
She's using WebMD to self-diagnose.
Oh, I did that earlier.
And aren't you dying of some rare cancer from
Ebola virus.
Alabama?
Yeah.
Same thing. Bzz, I hear some bzz.
You do?
Yeah, in my ears.
Oh, I don't hear it.
Oh, it's probably in my brain.
It's probably your phone.
Oh, well, I got stuff going on. Okay.
All right.
Anyway, how are you? We're here. Wrinkled cheese. Wee!
Wee, wee! What number is this? Doesn't matter. We're not saying that anymore.
Really?
We're not saying it anymore. Because I can't keep track.
I thought we cut it out. Like,
we did.
What are we, Dom and Jane? This is show number 5,053.
Dom and Jane would be a Denver radio show for those listening other places around the world.
We've talked about them before.
We have.
So if they're listening regularly, they should not be lost.
Should not, but probably are. Now, one of the first things I want to talk about on the podcast today is something that I noticed, we noticed, while we were out over the weekend up in Salida, Colorado. Aprons.
Aprons.
Aprons. You didn't know?
I have one upstairs. No, I knew where you were going.
But you made the one upstairs.
Yes, when I was in seventh grade.
So we were walking around the town and noticed, just at in this resale shop, what was it called? What was the name of the shop?
Blues, Ruby Blues.
Ruby Blue. Ruby Blues.
Yes.
They had these really nice, cool, antique aprons. And I was like, hey, cool, look at these aprons. Haven't seen them in years. You know, my mom used to wear them.
And they had all different kinds, like decorative aprons that you wear when people come over, normal aprons that you wear when it's just the fam.
Yeah, the fancy people when they had the dinner parties of the 60s and that kind of. And then we went to another store, and there was like
brand new ones.
Brand new aprons. And we're like, "What? Wait a minute, we just saw aprons and both had this conversation about, how come you never see aprons anymore? Nobody wears aprons.
Well,
and then we go to another store in Salida.
Yeah, three.
And there was more aprons on display. Now, is it a Salida thing, or are aprons making a comeback and I was not aware or you were not aware? Because, like I said, my mom wore them. They were very, very fancy. When you did dinner parties, you had your apron on. Or when you served
you
dinner.
Really? You didn't take it off when people showed up?
No. I mean, you might, but I remember having the apron on serving when it was dinner time.
Because you
like
didn't want to get your nice outfit all grungy with sauce.
Yeah, so what's the deal? What do you think is up with the aprons? Is it a new comeback thing, or is it just a Colorado thing?
It might be a Salida hipster thing, because Salida seems like one of those hipster towns.
Right. Now, is it a hipster thing because it's antique-y, or isn't this kind of anti-feminist? Isn't this one of those things like, what am I supposed to get in the kitchen and cook? What are you trying to bring these days back? What do you know what I mean? What do you think is the angle of, and wouldn't younger people be putting, or the other thing I was thinking.
you're just loaded with ideas.
I've been thinking about this. The other thing is the pendulum swinging back where people go, you know what? I would really like to be more domestic. I would like to have this kind of let's cook and serve.
I would like to be a stay-at-home mom and not have to go to work every day.
Do you think people are going? What is the apron a symbol of?
It's definitely a symbol of, like, domestication.
Yeah?
I have no, like, longing to have an apron. But I'm not one of those, I want to have a family and cook for them every night and clean constantly. What? No. But, I hadn't put that much thought into it. You said we were going to talk about this apron thing. But
you didn't
prepare me for this, like, deep thought thing.
What is your thought on aprons? What is your memory of aprons? What is your memory of an apron?
Making one in seventh grade. My mother never cooked, never wore an apron. My dad never wore an apron.
Well, thank God.
My grandmother never wore an apron.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't around aprons growing up.
Well, see, that's because you were actually born...
in 1981.
See, so they were already almost out of style. Because as I said, I remember them in the...
Yeah, before 1981.
Yeah, I remember them before 1981. So maybe they had already gone out of favor because the feminists had already come in and, you know.
Why would they hate? Like, I think aprons are cute.
Yeah, but it was a symbol of household and cooking and staying home and preparing dinner and, you know.
A lot of women would love for it to be like that still.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Ashley, she wants Joey to find a job and she stays home and raises the kids. Like, good luck with that, lady.
So you think, like I said earlier, the pendulum might be swinging back, that so many people... Because there was a whole thing of, you know, I'm not going to stay home. I would be, you know, I'd die if I had to stay home. I got to get out there, and I can't cook because we're both working, and that fast food taking over.
Mm-hmm.
And which goes back to another thing I read the other day.
America's fat.
Yes, we know America's fat. But my pal Randy Butler, who is the club owner in... Fort Worth, where he and I were talking, mm-hmm. So I Googled it to look up, is that fast food is actually at a weird little struggling place. Because if you've noticed, places like Chili's and Applebee's and all these places are doing makeovers. And,
right, you know, they want to be healthier.
The colors are changing, they're making all these, mm-hmm. because people have gotten to the fact like, you know, I really sort of miss home cooking. I really want some good food.
You
want
to know what's in... what you're eating, because a lot more people are tracking their calories now. And do you really know what's in every meal that you're eating there?
No. But I would like to know. I saw a Chili's commercial the other day, and I thought, I used to love Chili's. Love. When Chili's first opened down in Texas, we would stand in line over an hour, 2 hours sometimes.
Like Steak and Shake.
Just to get in.
Mm-hmm.
And the burgers were so good, and it felt like they were homemade. And then Chili got bought out, and Chili's bought out and became corporate. And all.
Mm-hmm.
So it got me thinking when I saw the commercial the other night that I'm not even a big Chili's fan anymore. I think I would like to know what restaurants just cook food. You know what I mean? This comes in a can. We get our gravy pre-made. You know,
like In-N-Out Burger. Their burgers are never frozen.
Right. But what restaurants, not just burgers, but I'm talking about what restaurants could you go, I want to know who cooks everything from scratch. That should be the restaurants that you support.
Right. But if they're chain restaurants, they can't really.
They could, but they won't because it's all bottom line.
Wants to not like become a massive national and international chain restaurant. I think it's surprising they've even come to Texas. But what?
Well, I was just listening.
Like I am sad that I didn't think they were ever going to come to Denver, but I understand. Like they don't want the quality of their home, their freshly cooked food to suffer because they want to make more money.
I think everything should be fresh.
Right.
Like we got some beef. We ground it up.
Mm-hmm.
We made the hamburger buns because that's what some of the places are doing now. They're making their own bread. And
well, the brunch place we went to on Sunday, it's not a chain. What was it called? Ladies Lulu. Laughing Ladies.
Laughing Ladies. Yeah.
They definitely made everything.
Yeah, and that was very good, wasn't it?
Yeah, because the waitress was talking to a table next to us, and they were wanting French fries. And she's like, I'm sorry, we fresh cut our French fries, and we fry them, and we've already turned off the fryer because it was close to
closing time.
And they ran out of Hollandaise sauce because they make it from scratch. Mm-hmm. They don't pour it out of a Kraft plastic bin.
Well, it's kind of like there's a place here in Denver called Tom's Diner over...
I've never been there.
But they make everything from scratch, and mm-hmm. it's all written on a chalkboard. Like, today we have chicken fried steak and blah, 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 and we've got and they'll go, 69 the macaroni, and it's gone. Whatever, mm-hmm. if you don't get there early enough, you start getting less and less choices on the menu. Like,
that's
well,
good.
I guess I'll have that one piece of chicken that's left and a piece of pot pie.
The restaurant I worked at for a brief moment, Bender's?
Mm-hmm.
They had seasonal menu items that were made fresh and only had so many per day. But then you had the stuff that was offered year round that was not as fresh. But
wouldn't I want to know who is not opening a can for the tomato sauce.
Right.
I want to know who's.
There's got to be a website, right?
If not, there should be. Hint, hint, hint. Or maybe or that could be the million-dollar idea right there.
Right.
From scratch website.
I was going through Twitter, and Dr. Oz posted something about, well, you should never eat out, but if you do. And I was like, taken away by that thought of never eating out. Never eating fast food, never, you know, going out to a restaurant, only, you know, cooking fresh at home.
Yeah, I like it.
But can you imagine a life like that?
Yes, it was how No.
What would you do?
But
I would pack you peanut butter and honey sandwiches, and you would live off that for 2 weeks?
I couldn't do that because it's carbs, and we're trying to do no carbs.
No, we're not.
You can't
do no carbs.
I still want to do the no carbs, but people that live on the road for work, right. I guess, have to. But it makes a lot of sense for...
That may be where restaurants started, are for those people. I don't know the history of restaurants, but think about that. People that were traveling for work or stuff like that, they can't cook at home.
Well, those were the original Howard Johnsons, like the hotel and restaurants that kicked in the 50s were for the traveler along the highway to pull in and have a meal along the... There was a lot of that, but I think there's always been restaurants. If you look at the Old West, there's pictures of the places that were the steakhouse or the.
But
you
were
know,
those the people passing through town that needed somewhere to eat?
Yeah, maybe that's the whole concept of it. Was like,
but
I don't have a place to cook, so I must find something. Not just I got a kitchen, but I don't fucking use it.
Well, let's go out and have a special dinner. Isn't a dinner made at home from scratch pretty special? It puts a lot more heart into it.
And
rather
it's healthier.
Than a wallet, you know? Yeah. I don't know.
Feminism. It ruined.
Did it? You're going to get a hate mail.
I don't care. I mean, I do, but I don't. But I do think that feminism caused a lot of trouble in households and relationships.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure.
And I think feminism was hijacked more like... It was a great idea. And it's still a good idea, you know, of
for women to have a voice,
to have
and
a voice,
just
and
be part
that,
of the furniture.
Right, but when it got hijacked by women that hate men totally anyway,
right?
Then we didn't need you. We don't need that. Matter of fact, I just saw a survey. I think I had it on one of my other sites. I don't know if I have it or not. I know I printed it out. That. What men are good for, what women think men are good for in this day and age.
What does it say?
Let me see if I can find that.
Your eyes are very red. Are you okay?
Are they?
Mm-hmm.
I guess so. I don't know. I can't see my eyes.
Are they burning or anything?
No, they're not. But thanks for letting me know. Hold on a second. I'm going to hit pause while I find this article.
Pause.
Okay, I'm back. I found it. This was a survey by Frank's Red Hot, which is really weird that Frank's Red Hot
that is
hot
weird.
Sauce would actually have a survey like this. That men are found to be pretty good at certain of the things that men are being pretty good at. Men were found to be pretty rubbish. This is from a British newspaper. Men are found to be pretty rubbish at buying gifts, choosing furniture, cooking anything more complicated than spaghetti boiling bags, beans on toast. However, they still can do DIY, but half say they have injured themselves in the process. They also can be relied upon to buy the wrong size of clothes for their girlfriend and get drunk at family functions, the survey found. A spokesman for the firm said, "We hope this research is a rude awakening for those millions of men who still rely on their partners for a variety of skills around the house." And according to the survey, these are the top 10 skills men lack. Number 10, picking furniture. Number 9, keeping up with fashion. Is that true?
For most men.
Yeah. 8, multitasking.
No one can do that.
Right. A recent study said that multitasking is never real. You actually have to stop doing one to do the other.
Right.
So that's kind of bullshit right there. Let's see, 7, buying gifts.
You're good at that.
I'm good at that.
But most men are not.
They're not?
No.
Other boyfriends were not good at buying gifts?
Typically, no.
Huh. 6, domestic chores.
You're good at that, but not a lot of men are.
I'm almost perfect. 5.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. I didn't say that.
Yeah, you did. You said most men aren't, but you're pretty good at it. Mm. 5, cooking.
You cooked tonight. My dad always cooked growing up.
But was it good? Because this article said they don't cook well. But do I?
Yeah, you made some concoction with Malibu rum. That's good in my book.
I took chicken and browned it and put Malibu rum on it. And
it was amazing.
And poured Hawaiian salad dressing on top of that and then cooked it a little longer.
It was ground turkey.
Was that what it was, turkey? I thought it was ground chicken. Oh, ground turkey. So what do I know? It was still delicious.
It was white meat.
4, ironing. I'll give them that. I hate to iron.
So do I, though. That's why your stuff goes to the dry cleaners.
3, dancing. Yep, don't do that. But a lot
of
guys
now. That's not true for... A lot of guys are good dancers and like to dance.
I know, but a lot of guys are a lot more metro now than they used to be. I remember going to the country bar, and none of the guys danced other than the two-step. They two-stepped, and that was it. When it came time for line dancing, guys got off the floor and let the girls do it. Hmm. And now it's all like guys out there... Look at me, I'm slapping leather, kicking, slide to the left, to the left, to the...
Don't make fun of what you don't do. Just because you don't do it doesn't make it wrong.
To the left, guys are bad at remembering birthdays and anniversaries.
When's our anniversary?
Huh?
When's our anniversary?
June.
June what?
I don't know, but it's June.
There we go. So that's true.
It's June, isn't it? It's June?
It is June.
Then it's not a problem.
So
then.
Just if you get it in the month?
Right, because it's dating. It's not an actual...
Oh, I'm sorry. I've never been married, so it's the only anniversary I celebrate.
Oh, kapow. Ouch. Okay, I see. All right.
So it's special to me. It may not be special to you, but when
it
you haven't
special.
Been married...
I remember that it's June.
The dating anniversary is all you got.
And the number one... good thing that they say guys are bad at, 1, buying clothes for their partner.
Most guys are not good at that. You are good at buying tops and jewelry.
That's all?
You're not good at buying pants, so you don't do it that much.
Well, I never can figure out what pants fit you because it's either...
Because pants are different.
Are you a 7 or are you a 9 today? Are you a 7 in this style?
Yeah,
or are you
an
8
range.
In this style?
Yeah.
Are you a? Is it a European cut? Is it a...
Right. Yes. So out of that list, you're not typical. But most guys are.
Because I'm a winner.
When's your anniversary?
June.
But it doesn't matter because it's just dating.
What's the date?
I'm not telling
you.
Well,
no, what's the date?
No.
You might as well tell it.
If you think about it, maybe it'll come to you. You have like almost a whole year to think about it.
I don't know. I'll never think. I will never, ever think of it.
That's fine.
It's June like 12th or something. 14th.
It's fine.
June
it's
what?
Fine.
June what? Don't get tired and cranky. I see
not
how you are.
Tired
I can
and
see
cranky.
You. Your eyes are like half closed.
Oh,
you're like, whatever.
Gosh.
I don't want to talk about it. You got a year to figure it out.
No way.
What is it then?
June 13th.
Like, why didn't you go, damn, that was really close when you said 12. Congratulations, you're only a day off.
Because
you're just being mad at me?
No, I'm not mad. I'm not mad.
You're just being tired and cranky then?
I'm not cranky. I'm not tired.
Well, then why didn't you say, yes, that was very good. Congratulations.
It was the whole, it's just a dating anniversary.
Oh, so that's now just going to be pissed off about that?
I'm not mad. It annoyed me.
Okay.
I don't stay mad like that.
I know, but I know you, and you get all like, nothing, just go on. Just what else? What else?
Fire-breathing dragon. That's what I become. Okay, so we went to the cabin this last weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And typically we go to Buena Vista, but you wanted to go to Salida twice, and that's like a much longer trek. What did you love about Salida?
It wasn't Buena Vista.
What do you hate about Buena Vista?
No, I love Buena Vista.
I'm so like...
I like Buena Vista, Colorado. It's a place to go. It's a smaller town, good little coffee shop.
Mm-hmm.
There's some nice new little restaurants.
Right.
Which we're not supposed to eat out anymore because you're not supposed to eat out at home, according to Dr. Oz. And I just thought going
to... Are you making fun?
No, I'm just showing that I actually retain information when you speak.
He has to remind me that he does that from time to time.
And Salida has more stuff, more things to look at. There's
more little shops.
The river right there.
Mm. The Boathouse. I love that restaurant.
And the second day, I thought we could go in because they're having a car show.
Right. So talk about the cars that we saw.
No, I'm going to put it on pause while you grab the dog. Hold on. Okay. Pause again. Damn dog. And you're back.
I'm glad we have dogs and not children.
They are children. We treat them the exact same way, except we wouldn't squirt children with water bottles.
Don't judge me. She gets yappy, and I have a feeling that that'll help her stop.
I thought that was for cats, and now you're starting
she's
to...
She's a cat dog.
You're squirting the dog with a water bottle, and but she's like, what the fuck?
Doesn't it help? She stops.
She freaks out. She doesn't just stop. She like, and runs away and hides in a corner.
Now I'm going to get hate mail. It's not scalding water.
PETA
it's not...
is going to get a hold of you. What do you put in there?
Just water.
Is it cayenne pepper water or something? Because she's just like, it burns! Good God, it burns!
She's a dirty little dog. But not now that Sarah fixed her. Anyway, we were inside it and we went to the car show. And I saw inside a hearse for the first time.
What'd you think?
Well, it kind of made me sad because I realized the next time I might see inside a hearse might not
you
be
You might
so
not
happy.
See the... No, the next time you see a hearse, you might not see the inside of a hearse.
Well, don't you imagine that when you die, you kind of float above your body for a few days?
No. Oh. I think you float above your body and then you go away. But I don't think you kind of haunt your body for like a week,
do you? I just want to see my funeral. Don't you want to see your funeral?
Well, once you fake your death, see your funeral. No, I don't want to see my funeral. Oh. So you're saying you believe in ghosts?
Yes. You don't?
No, I do. I definitely believe in ghosts. But I've never had this conversation with you.
No.
That you believe that,
yes, there's
that
spirits.
Your grandmother like watches you masturbate and stuff?
What? I don't do that. Oh, my God.
What?
No.
Well, if you believe...
Why did you have to take a cool topic that could go places there?
It could still go
because
places.
This is not remasculate.
I know. Oh, I'm just trying to say that if you believe in ghosts, that ghosts watch you do everything.
I don't think every person that dies is a ghost. I think there are unsettled spirits that once some people die, they're unsettled. Did you ever watch Casper?
the movie or the cartoon?
It was the movie.
No, with Christina Ricci? No, I didn't really.
I kind of see that as, like, there are people that, you know, have unsettled spirits that don't really...
Well, usually people that die in violent deaths
have
that unsettled because they don't know what happened. They don't know where to go. They're just sort of there.
Right.
And then they're the ones that hang around and watch you do the things that you do.
My grandmother is settled. I have not seen her or... felt her.
Do you think you would see something or notice something that would definitely be like her?
With my connection with her, I think so.
What would be something that your grandmother would do that you'd go, oh, that's like my grandmother was here.
Throw away the Malibu bottle?
You would like go to get a drink and there'd be no alcohol in the house?
Yeah. I don't know. What did you do to your dog?
I was going to pick up the dog so she quit jumping on me and then she... squeal like she was touched by your grandma's ghost.
I don't know what that's why I don't think I can't even imagine her being unsettled. She was so chill in real life. I only saw her get upset once, and that was at my dad. And that was understandable. She was very chill. It was kind of sad. I went back to Missouri a few weeks ago to visit the fam.
Mm-hmm.
And like we sold her house, so that was sad. Didn't know the cars in the driveway. The coffee shop that she used to take me to for like a decade closed. It was like, all grandma's stuff's gone. The garage where we used to get our car fixes together.
Gone.
It's gone.
You sound like a country song about you can't go home again.
You can't
all
go
the
home.
Places that we used to go. All the places that we used to go are gone.
I was thinking more of the house that built me.
Really?
Yeah.
Because that house is gone.
Right. I could have walked up. Ma'am, you don't know me from Adam.
You would really have done something like that, would you?
No. No.
That'd have been funny to do. Just walk up, knock on the door, and just start quoting Miranda's lyrics and just see what.
The house that built me.
Yeah. Just, okay, I'm going to knock on the door and you start on the lyrics.
You know, they say you can't go back again.
Who are you?
Miranda Lambert.
No, I was trying to do that. Work out the
song. I can't sing, babe. I can't sing.
No, I just said do the lyrics.
I don't know them.
Oh, God. You're supposed to be the biggest Miranda fan in the world, pay $75 a ticket to go, stand in the front row, and you can't.
We didn't stand in the front row.
Well, not this time, because I don't do front rows.
Right.
I don't want to see up the noses.
For school.
No, I just don't want to see up the noses of people that I've met. I think it makes them uncomfortable. If you've met a celebrity or a singer and you've kind of hung out with them, I think when they look down and they go, "What the fuck are you doing in the front row?"
Right.
You know what I mean? I think there's that kind of like, "Oh, that's a little weird." Because I know I feel strange if I'm at a stand when I'm doing stand up, and there's somebody I know right in the front row.
You wouldn't want me to be in the front row if
oh,
I was at
shit,
your show.
No, no. I don't even want to see, I barely, and even my friend Bubba, who came up, one of my biggest friends, Bubba from Houston, when he came up to Fort Worth, he said, no, put us where he can't see.
Because
see
that
us.
Would be weird?
Yeah.
Would it mess you up?
Yeah, I think when people, you know them, and yet you they sort of know your act, and, and you know, maybe they won't laugh at everything, or.
Oh, so you want virgins in the front row.
Yeah, you want virgins there because
they're going to react.
And you play off their face and their reactions and stuff like that.
I never thought of that.
But then at the same time, in my head, when I know there's somebody in the show that I know has seen me or like a, you know, is coming back for the second show,
right?
Then that sort of forces me to go, I got to do new stuff. I'm going to pull stuff out my butt. I'm going to talk about things that I've wanted to talk about. And then, like the other night, I said, "Hey, do you remember the bit how it went when I that thing about driving and finding clothes along the highway up in the tree? Because that killed. It was a big laugh." And you said,
"No,
no, I don't remember that."
I'm there for four shows, and I watched the entirety of one. The rest of them, I was just out walking around and
not paying attention to your boyfriend. Or
wow, dang,
what?
I didn't think you cared.
Well, now I know.
Oh, okay. I do. Damn you. Ah. Anyway, what were we talking? We have jumped.
Grandma's ghost.
How did we get there? Oh, House of Me. Yeah, I don't think Grandma has a ghost. Do you have any past loved ones?
Yeah, I think there's. I think there's people that have passed through the room right after they've died, but I don't think they hang around. I can't think of anybody that hangs around. But I would love to live in a haunted place.
No, you wouldn't.
I would. I think it would be cool to live somewhere that you go, they've turned the lights on again. Woke up this morning and the dishes were moved.
What if they were angry ghosts that want to hurt you? Like on The Conjuring.
Yeah, but that's a movie.
Based on true events.
Made over $100 million.
Okay. Speaking of money, got your Powerball ticket?
Yes.
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow night. 400. It'll be
400
over.
400 million.
Will it be
I
over 400
I can pay off my
million?
Credit cards. I think small.
That's all you care about, paying off your...
Pay off my debt.
You don't want to win the 400 million and buy an island
I was thinking,
Greece,
you know,
and...
50,000. Not that I have that much debt, but 50,000 would be good.
Why 50,000? Why'd they come right off the bat?
I've thought of it over the last few days.
Is that what you need to pay off your bills?
No, I don't have that much debt, but it would give me enough to pay off my debt and enough to put away and maybe go on a vacation. I'm so simple, aren't I?
I know.
You should appreciate that about me.
I am. I do. What am I? I do.
But you want the like $400 million so you can buy an island in Hawaii.
Yes, and never be seen again. No, I think if I had the money, I definitely would, I'd still work, and I would tour more, and I would only work places that I wanted to work, and because I had the money.
So you would tour more, but only go to certain places, so wouldn't that make you tour less if you limited where you went?
No, because I would tour bigger places and places that I haven't been in a while.
Oh.
I wouldn't go to, you know, Butt Lick, Montana, but I might want to do Spokane, or I might want to do Portland, or I might want to do, and if you got the money yourself and you're not worried about it, like, I'm rich, I'm going to rent out the theater, and if only 400 out of 800 come, I'm totally okay with that. You know what I mean? Like, I would just be doing it for fun.
That's a good idea. I might take some time off work, but I think I would continue working.
No, you wouldn't.
I think I would.
Doing what you do right now?
I would be bored and get really fat if I didn't have a job.
If you had $400 million, you would go sit in a cubicle.
For 40 hours a week. Or 32 to keep benefits.
You would.
I think I might. Is that bad?
I don't know. I think that's a sign of a mental thing.
Maybe it's realistic because I know I'm never, ever going to win the lottery, and so I don't want to play the what-if game.
You're supposed to go, if I win the lottery, I'll tell them all to kiss my ass as I'm walking out the door.
No, I'll throw a goodbye party for myself.
And no one will come because you're rich and they're jealous.
Dang.
You know, when you win, everybody hopes you die.
Why?
Because...
they want the money?
They wanted to win.
I'm always happy for the winner.
Well, that's what I always say when I'm in Vegas. I don't want to just win some money. I want to win so big that people go, screw him. I hope he dies on a plane crash on the way home. You want to win so much, they're jealous and hate you.
I don't want anyone to hate me.
Oh, my God.
I frustrate you. I'm sorry. I know I do. Ugh. You know what we've got to work on this week?
What?
Before you go to Vegas for 2 weeks, is a movie edition of, because we've seen a lot of great movies.
Oh, you mean an actual full show, a movie show.
Yeah, so we can really focus on the movies that we've seen.
Because we have seen a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And speaking of movies, before we go.
I totally did that on purpose.
Did you?
Segway.
I thought you were just tired and wanting to
teasing.
End the show.
No. No.
But we need to, we have a movie coming up.
Because we get to go see these movies most of the time before they hit theaters.
We do the previews because we do the reviews.
The screening, yeah. And so we have the opportunity to let one of our listeners go to a screening of a movie before it comes out.
It's called You're Next.
And I posted the trailer on our Facebook. Did you see that? Did you watch the trailer?
Oh, I've watched the trailer. Looks great. And we're going to give away passes to the show, to the movie, to one of the screenings. And the mask.
You're giving away the mask?
Yes. The mask from the movie. This is one of the props from the movie.
If you've seen the trailer, you've seen the mask. So if you haven't seen the trailer, go to our Facebook page or Google.
The animals are taking over. The animals. It's a very cool mask, so definitely check out the...
It's the dogs hate it.
The dogs... Yes, I had the mask on earlier this evening.
And the dogs were freaking out.
They freaked the F out. They just would not stop barking. I would look at them, and they would run behind a chair and bark. And how do a dog, that's like a Clark Kent thing. I put on glasses, you don't know who I am. I was just standing here, and I put on a mask, and you go, who the hell is that? God!
Moonpie actually ran up to you and started sniffing you to like make sure it was you.
What?
So anyway, the movie opens August 23rd. And so there's two opportunities for the winner to go see the screening. It's August 13th and August 21st. So how are we going to pick a winner?
I think it should be. I wanted to do something cool. I didn't want to just do a send me an email, you won.
Right.
Because this means they've made it all the way through the podcast. If they're listening to this right now.
Which we did on two girls.
You have listened all the way through the podcast, and now you're being rewarded for listening. What the hell was that?
I may have did something. I don't. Something's taking over the basement. There's a ghost.
Are you jacking with the microphone over there?
Okay, so how are we going to give these away?
Let's see. What would be the best way to give these away? Let's... how about the person that posts the coolest, scariest, I've got a knife picture?
No, dude.
No, I like this idea because that's the movie. They're like killers and home invasions. So how about if somebody like posts a picture of like a scary psycho kind of on the website?
It doesn't have to be a real knife.
It doesn't have to be. No, I don't know what that means. I don't know why you'd have to. It doesn't have to be a real knife.
A plastic knife?
It can be a plastic knife.
Grab your kid's toy knife.
Because so many kids play with toy butcher knives.
They don't
anymore? No, nobody plays. My God.
You go from Tracy Taylor to me, and this is what happens. It's not as much fun.
Especially when you're tired.
No, I'm not tired. Okay, so scariest picture.
Scariest picture.
Well, they can't post on our Facebook.
They can't?
They can post on your Facebook, but our pages, have you noticed that they can't post anymore?
No, on pages? I didn't know that.
I haven't noticed where they can.
Oh, well then let's do it on my page.
Yeah, on Steve Mudflat McGrew.
Facebook page.
Yes.
You post it on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And I won't say anything on Facebook about the contest till later, because I want to see if somebody
listens to this and posts.
Right. And if you do that, then I'll contact you about giving you the two passes to come see the screening of the movie. You're next.
You're next. That's what he's saying.
You're next.
You can't understand him.
Okay. All right. Well, that's the time. We're done.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You made it through. You didn't fall asleep. Yay.
He loves making fun of me.
Yay. You made it.
I did.
How do people get a hold of you if they want to, like...
PinkBarb27. Just Google PinkBarb27. Everything will come up.
Everything. I tested it.
Facebook, Instagram. Facebook, Tumblr, Instagram, Twitter.
And the same thing for me.
Or MySpace.
I won't even tell you how to get a hold of me because it's easier to do the exact same thing. Just Google Steve McGrew or Steve Mudflap McGrew. Either one works.
And, funny story.
What?
So I ran into an ex of mine, like someone I didn't date seriously for a long time. It was like a short relationship.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, oh, so how's it going? He's like, oh, I'm good. I'm dating this girl, blah, blah, blah. He's like, but I know all about your relationship. And I was like, what? I was like, men don't do that. Men don't, like...
Cyberstalk?
Right. He's like, well, it's kind of hard not to. I'm like, oh. So I guess you're pretty easy to find.
Well, how's he stalking?
He doesn't stalk. He just had heard that I was dating you and Googled.
And Googled. Oh, okay. That's still
weird. I guess you're... I know.
That's still weird.
I thought that was a little weird, too, because I thought only women do that.
I thought so, too. I thought only psycho women did that.
No, all women do it.
Really?
I work in an office full of four women. Yep.
And they all keep track of what their exes are doing?
No, not on a... But it happens. Like, yeah. Like, I don't do that. Don't think I'm sitting there, like, stalking my ex. But I have looked up exes to see where they are in life and...
To see if they're doing worse? Is that what you're hoping for?
Don't you play that game? It's like the Taco Bell game, but who did better?
Yeah. You're hoping that they post a picture of like, oh, I totaled my car.
No one needs to get hurt in this game.
I didn't say get hurt. I totaled my car, and now I'm $20,000 in debt.
My significant other is sexier than their significant other.
That's what you want to see?
Yes.
Okay.
Is that weird? Did I just open a weird door?
I think you opened a weird door. And we'll just maybe continue the weird door next podcast.
Right, which will be a couple weeks.
Why a couple weeks?
Because you're going to be in Vegas.
Oh, that's right.
We're going to have our special movie edition.
Oh, yeah. We'll record that this week and we'll air
it
next
week.
Post it
next week, yes. So get ready. Get your popcorn ready.
Yeah, to be special at the movies.
And post your scary picture.
Scary picture. Scary with a knife. Ah. You can put on a mask if you want to. Just be the best scary knife picture for the movie You're Next. All right, we gotta go.
Okay, bye.
See ya. Bye.